Padre para un hombre superior escuchar esto, pero se posiciona. Es divino, Krishna lo fecha en arma, en tu tildante, su amigo, que tú se lo propade aquí. En un tacote, vaisna, un liquide. No machado, es la haridas, chato, que. Prensa, que José Cristo, Chaitan, no, pero con el tiano, anda. Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadigur Bhaktivananda Ki Jaya Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopinath Shyam Pandita Radha Kunda Giri Gopinath Ki Jaya Brajami Vrindavan Dham Ki Jaya Nadimaya Dham Ki Jaya Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Jaya Ganga Mai Ki Jaya Jamuna Mai Ki Jaya Bhakti Devi Ki Jaya Tulsi Maharani Ki Jaya Samavita Bhaktivananda Ki Jaya Jai Gaura Pramandi All glorious assembled devotees All glorious assembled devotees, all glorious assembled devotees, glories to Sri Sri Guru and Sri Gaura. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. We are reading from Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 14, text number 4. Sarvayonisho Kaunteya Murtayah Sambhavanti
Yah
Tasham
Brahma
Mahadyonihi
Aham
Bijaprada
Pita
Sarvayonishu Kaunteya
Sarvayonishu Kaunteya
Murtayah Sambhavantiya Tasam Brahma Mahadyoni
Aham Bija Pradapita
Sarvayonishu Kaunteya Sarvayoni Sukanteya
Sarvayoni Sukanteya
Murtayam Asamavantiya
Murtayam Asamavantiya
Tasam Brahma Mahadyoni
Tasam Brahma Mahadyoni
Aham Bija Pradapita
Aham Bija Pradapita Sarvayoni Sukanteya
Mothers, substance.
Source of body and material substance.
Aham.
I.
Bijapradaha.
Bijapradaha.
The seed giving.
Pita.
Pita. The father.
Father.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace is Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. It should be understood that all species of life, O son of Kunti, are made possible by birth in this material nature, and that I am the seed-giving father. In this verse it is clearly explained that the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna is the original father of all living entities. The living entities are a combination of material nature and spiritual nature. Such living entities are seen not only on this planet, but on every planet, even on the highest, where Brahma is situated. Everywhere there are living entities. Within the earth there are living entities, even within water and within fire. All these appearances are due to the mother material nature and Krishna's seed-giving process. The purport is that material worlds are impregnated with living entities who come out in various forms at the time of creation according to their past deeds. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurum Mitandena Tasmai Sri Guruve Nama Sri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Juta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavascha Sri Rupam Sagrijatam Sagana Raghunatham Mitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Sri Shakamitamscha He Krishna Karana Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpade Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastade Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sate Devi Pranamami Sri Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyayavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Sarva Yonishu Kaunteya Murtaya Samgavantija Tansam Brahma Mahadyonir Aham Bija Pradapita. It should be understood that all species of life, O son of Kunti, are made possible by birth in this material nature, and that I am the seed-giving father. This verse is in connection with the previous verse, which also declares almost the same thing, but where the sum total of material nature is being defined as Mahadyoni, the great source of appearance. You know, Krishna is telling, Mama, my Mahadyoni, Mama Yonir Mahat Brahma. Mahat Yoni means it's Krishna's energy, but it's a different kind of energy that becomes the recipient for all living entities. The living entities are impregnated by Lord Shri Krishna, because they are part and parcel of Him, and they are coming from Him. They are not produced in the material world. They are not manufactured in the material world. There are no part the living entities can ever tell that they belong to the material world. But this is the clarification that the Brahman, the word, is the sum total of material nature. nature is called Brahman. So Mahat Brahman means the sum total of material nature that is going to become the recipient of the another kind of energy that is coming from Krishna himself. That is his personal energy. So Krishna claims both the energies to be his own. Both the energies to be the paraskasmatu bhavanya vyakta vyakta sanatana. That is the spiritual nature, spiritual energy, which is far beyond from manifested and unmanifested material worlds. So now, the manifestation of material world is going to become. But how the material world is going to be manifested unless and until Krishna is impregnating his superior energy called the jivas. Krishna is telling when he differentiates both the energies. He said, Bhumira panalo vayu kham mano buddhi revacha ahankaram idiyame pinna prakriti ashtada. Earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence and ego. These are my separated energy. But besides that, apare vitastvanyam prakriti vitti me param jiva bhutam mahabhavo yayedam dharyate jaga. Yaya idam dharyate jaga. By which means that energy which is superior than this inferior material energy. Apara and para. Apara is material energy. But apare mitastvanya prakruti vitti me para. Besides this inferior energy, I have another energy which is para, superior energy. And that is called jiva. Jiva bhutam. So, for manifestation of the jivas, Krishna is to impregnate. So, this energy will be in combination that it is not only material and not only spiritual. It's a combination of both. Every living entity thus coming into process of manifestation. Manifestation is required to fulfill the desires. Otherwise, what is the purpose to manifest? All the living entities during the time of annihilation, they were suspended. This suspension is in the subtle form, not in the manifested form. But that suspended form is mind, intelligence and ego covering that living entity. So now there should be again given chance. So Srila Prabhupada says that the living entity who come out in various form at the time of creation according to their past deeds. So there are two situations to be considered. First, Mahadyoni, the sum total of material energy will be impregnated. And these living entities are coming simultaneously. It is not that one is evolving from the other. All the living entities are directly impregnated by Lord Krishna. But according to their desires, they will receive different constitutions of the material energy as body. So, who is superior? Material nature is superior or their desire is superior? Their desire dictates the material nature to give them that particular kind of body. So, whatever the desire is, that it's going to be fulfilled in the material nature. Why? Was it not possible to fulfill in spiritual world where they are coming from? It was possible, but not in opposition of Krishna. One has to give up all opposition. his constitutional position and the pure spirit form, then he can stay there. But misuse of minute independence created a separation, and Krishna was obliged to fulfill our different desires. So therefore he is impregnating all the rebellious living entities from the spiritual world into the material world. So two energies are simultaneously coexisting, spiritual and material. But spiritual energy is powerful. It is superior. It's called para. Apare vitas pranyam prakriti vitti me para. It is my own energy. But it is superior than this inferior energy called maya or material nature. So, yayedam dharyate jagat. Who is sustaining the temporary manifestation of creation and dissolution? Meanwhile, in between there is maintenance. To sustain means dharya. Four legs of this table are sustaining the table. Means it is existing, otherwise it will fall off. Right? So, the whole show of material nature, it includes three phases: creation, sustenance and dissolution. So, creation and dissolution is there. Maintenance is in between. Because of the presence of living entity, the whole show is coming into effect. Yaya idam, the superior energy, the spiritual energy, when it is entered in Mahadyoni, then it is now differentiated according to desire. So the living entities are coming into existence of varieties of forms. 8.4 million species of life are thus created simultaneously. So Krishna is explained, Tasham Mahadyonir Aham Bija Pradapita. So original seed giving father, Krishna remains. Krishna creates, Krishna impregnates the Mahadyonir of the great cosmic womb. And then varieties are formed. So, what is the prelude of this particular verse? Then Krishna is ascertaining him to be the cause of all causes. And when somebody takes the position of the Supreme Father. Supreme Father means everything rests upon him, everything is sustained by him. So the in-between sustenance period is thus controlled by Lord Krishna himself. Brahma becomes the intermediary to design 8.4 million species of life. So the impregnated jivas can take their respective shapes just to fulfill the desire. And Lord Shiva is going to destroy them in due course of time, the call of time. Right? So, but Lord Vishnu says, because they are my direct pardon parcels, therefore, I am obliged to fulfill their desires, so I have to give them a time leash in between. So I sustain the whole material world. So he becomes the maintainer. Vishvambara. He maintains the entire cosmic manifestation. So, what we see here, then the knowledge of this reality, that Krishna remains a supreme father, one has to know. This knowledge is very important. Because then and then one can recognize his position, and by the directions that Krishna is giving, one can become free from the effect of the material nature. If you see, in the second text, Krishna is telling, idam jnanam upasritya mama sadharmya magata sarge api no pajayante pralayechana vyathantichu. By becoming fixed in this knowledge, one can attain to the transcendental nature like my own. Thus established, one is not born at the time of creation or disturbed at the time of dissolution. We are forced to take birth and forced to die. Jatasya hi dhruvam mrityum, janma dhruvam mrityascha. It is as hard as a fact that is going to happen, that one which is born is destined to die, and the one that destines to die is again to be coming into existence. What comes into existence? This is the body. So the knowledge of the body, which is explained again in the previous chapter, the kshetra, and kshetragya, the knower of the body, the knower. Understanding this particular knowledge, idam jnanam upasritya, by becoming fixed in this knowledge, one can attain to the transcendental nature like my own. So unless and until Krishna shows systematically the emergence or the appearance, sustenance and dissolution, how one can come to the point of understanding that if we are superior energy and directly claimed by Lord Krishna, we must make an effort to approach him. The confinement of material energy can be, you know, understood and trickily come out of its clutches. We have to. So, mama sadharmya magata. The word sadharmya means the same nature. One can gain the spiritual nature by understanding, by differentiating between spirit and matter. There are so many symptoms, they have been described right from the beginning of the second chapter, when Krishna is trying to smash the illusion of Arjuna. This knowledge can make us detached from the bodily conception of life. Knowledge is powerful like an axe, and one should simply use his intelligence and determination to cut the root. So, sarge api no pajayante pralaye na vyathanti cha. Sarge means in the time of creation. No pajayante. He never wants to become manifest again in the material nature. He never wants to. And even one, while living, while existing, he gained the knowledge, he will welcome the death, pralaya, and na vyathanticha. He will not be disturbed. He will not lament or never be afraid of it. This knowledge is so powerful. Krishna consciousness is the application of the knowledge. So one can practice by determination and can easily distinguish between spirit and matter, the symptoms of spirit and matter, and then his symptom means the nature. Then comes the relationship. When Krishna is claiming as Pita, then what are we? One can immediately establish the relationship with Krishna. When relationship is established, then the third one is coming as the functionality in relationship. To sustain relationship, one must be actively engaged in the service. And lastly, the prayojan siddhanta. What one gains, one becomes of Krishna's nature. He doesn't become Krishna, but he attains the spiritual nature, and then he is fit to go back home, back to God. So this is the way Krishna is establishing. Now, this Mahadyoni is acting under Krishna's direction, because this is Krishna's separated energy. Vinna prakriti astada. Vinna means separated. But in one way, we see the jivas are also impregnated, so they have been picked up from somewhere and transplanted in another nature. They have been picked up from the spiritual nature, and Krishna transplanted them in the inferior nature. So, when they are not created, but material nature is being created, and Krishna says, this is my separated energy. I have created. It is separated. The constitution of material nature is completely opposite to the constitution of Krishna's personal nature. So, the material nature is separated. But when jivas are of his same nature, now they are picked up and they are thrown in the womb of material nature. So, what kind of separation? It's a forceful separation. It's a forceful separation. Therefore, the jivas are called vibhinnams. Not bhinnams, vibhinnams. Vishishta rupena bhinna. For some specific, very special reason that they have been picked up and put in the womb of material nature. But still, there must be purpose. There must be purpose. The purpose is to rectify the rebellious souls, the rebellious living entities, those who have mistaken in the spiritual. But they are given an opportunity to rectify. So, rectification comes through the instructions of Krishna. The eternal fact is being described, and one must gain that knowledge. And who can gain the knowledge? The knowledge acquiring species are human, demigods and demons. Others do not acquire. So, to acquire a human form of body is not an ordinary thing. Because by gaining this most fundamental knowledge about one's reality, one can cross over, one can come out from the clutches of material nature. It's that powerful. So, Krishna is the ultimate cause. He becomes the father and he becomes the punisher to the rebellious souls also. He becomes the cause of creation of the material manifestation. So, when you take the sum total of all different causes, it ends up in Lord Krishna, both material and spiritual. So, Srila Prabhupada is telling that these living entities are everywhere to be found. Now, material nature, when Mahadyoni will be there, it is like a primordial soup, you know, undistinguishable. And then, by the effects or interference of Lord Krishna's glance with the three modes of material nature, they take the varieties. But living entities are in every variety to make possible, to fulfill every varieties of desires. So they are to be found in earth, water, fire, air, ether, everywhere the living entities will be there. And their body will be also made up of that material element which is much prominent. Therefore, the claim is that even in the fire the living entities are there, means it the living entities have fiery body, material body, suitable to be existing there. And they don't have eyes to see. Those who are not knowledgeable, those who do not make any distinction between the spirit and matter, they speculate something else. Because this is the most fundamental knowledge that is being given, and if one understands, it doesn't require faith, but it requires the opportunity to analyze very scrutinizingly, then one can gain the faith. When one can examine the fact according to the salient features for the eternal, there is no cessation, and for the which is temporary, it does not endure for some much time. So, jatasya hi dhruvo mrityam, this is also coming into the same way. Who dies, who lives? So therefore, our clear-cut position is exposed, that we are spirit soul, and we should not be affected by the coming and going nature of the body. That is sustaining jagat. Ja means janma, gat means gone. So coming and going. So, some opportunity is given to fulfill our desires in between through the maintenance of the material existence. That's Lord Krishna is taking the charge. So he is the supplier. He is fulfilling everyone's desire. He gives chance to everyone. But the only human being can, by this knowledge, the knowledge should descend from Krishna to the bona fide authorities that have realized the truth of the spirit and matter. So anybody has any questions? Forms at the time of creation according to their past deeds. Means it's a repeated cycle. So, therefore, the subtle body of mind, intelligence and ego keep on existing.
So, what happens to the consciousness?
The consciousness is trapped, but it cannot express unless a proper body is given. They are all ghosts somewhere in the dark, oblivion. No resting place. Yeah, no resting place. But their mind is active. They are always hankering for fulfilling their desire. And there are such, disillusioned living entities whose mind is so weak that those who are in suspension, they want to take over. So we call it possessed. So, the creation, sustenance and dissolution, but the living entities as spirit soul never dies. The gross body can only die, the subtle body still exists. So, in the time of devastation, when such a holocaust will be there, all the living entities are going to give up their gross body. That is the dissolution. But the subtle body cannot die, which is mind, intelligence and ego. It means the living entity is still trapped in the material conception of life. They keep on conceiving, matter because they are attached to. But the original impregnation was due to perverted mind, intelligence and ego. Perverted mind, intelligence and ego means as soon as the living entity misuses his little independence and desire against Lord Krishna's desire, he has to leave that realm of spiritual oneness. He becomes completely separated. And this separation is willfully done by Lord Krishna, picked him up and put him there. So, the perverted mind and intelligence and ego are being formed when, as soon as it enters into the realm of Mahadyoni, the principle of Mahadyoni is that the unmanifested material nature, when it is glanced over by Mahavishnu, it creates three main gunas of material nature, more of goodness, passion and ignorance. And from that unmanifested principle, primordial situation, it becomes Mahattattva. From Pradhan, it becomes Mahattattva. Then, again, permutation and combination of the three modes of material nature can dictate like unlimited varieties. Prabhupada counts like this. These three modes, 3 into 3 is equal to 9, 9 into 9 into 81, and unlimited. Keep on. So what we say, 8.4 million species of life is coming through this combination and permutation. Everyone has a different desire and different kind of body. If the human being has the same kind of body, but yet the body becomes differentiated between male, female, and the somatic symptoms that are being controlled by the DNA, RNA, whatever it is they call, but the soul remains undisturbed because it's not changeable. Its desire is making it attached to the body. So, perverted desire means perverted body. So perverted mind, intelligence and ego is going to stick. So without knowledge, one will never purify it. So in every living entity is coming with desire. Nobody can kill its desire. Only we can change the desire. How we are going to change the desire? By understanding what is Krishna's desire. He is the seed-giving father. So in devotional life, anukulyena Krishna anushilanam. Understand the desire of the Lord and then mold your life. That is uttam bhakti. Bhakti becomes variegated because of indulgence of desires. A slight desire will have a different kind of effect. So a person may pursue the path of devotional service, but then there are categories of devotees. And these desires are making differentiations between different devotees. Some is uttam bhakta, madhyam bhakta, but these are gross classifications. But uttam bhakta will not distinguish anything because he has come to realize the Paramatma feature. That is the equanimity platform. One who sees one with one vision, equal vision. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is expanding as Paramatma and guiding all this. Krishna himself is manifested. Purushottam, he will declare in the 15th chapter after this, you know, that how he is distinguished from all other living entities. So, and he is expanding as Paramatma. Ishvara sarva bhutanam vritteshi arjuna tishthi brahmayan sarva bhutani jantrarudhani maya. Brahmayan means making them wander. Oh, go round and round. This is called wandering. Brahmayan. You want to fulfill this desire? Okay, have a sartam. Go. You want it. I have provided. Get it. This is how Krishna is guiding as Chaitya Guru, as Paramatma. So subtle body is given a chance. From time to time, Brahma's day and night is the business. You know, when annihilation happens in the night, what does Brahma do after waking up in the morning? The same business over. Making the designs which is suitable. Okay, place this guy in a dog's body. So, all suitable situations are there. And Brahma is very busy. Crafty man. Very crafty. He does a lot of crafting. Is not the creator, it's the manufacturer. Yes.
Desire is not a natural process for all species of life, especially human beings, because without desire, even any movement is like a stone-like feeling inside. Every moment we have some desire.
Desire is the symptom of dynamism of the soul. You know. But minute independence to choose your desire is there because we are very infinitesimal, very small. And we can't desire to become God. That is not our capacity. You know. We can't compete with Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God. So, because we are part and parcel, and He is full of desires, because He is the only enjoyer. Desire for enjoyment, desire for remaining happy, is evidently there in everyone. You know, nobody wants the disturbance, but you know, his desires must be in alignment with Krishna's desire. So Krishna can demand, do this and offer. Yat karoshi, yat dashnashi, yat juhoshi, dadasi, yat yat tapasyasi kaunte, tat kurusho madarpanam. Why we have to live for him? Why we have to follow him? Because that is our natural position. We can't become rebellious anymore. So therefore Krishna is taking so much time and repeatedly instructing this fact.
Is that a long process and hard? Is it very hard to go into it and a long process?
No. Prabhupada said, if you want to become Krishna consciousness, it may take only 1 second. If you want. Otherwise, our desires are blocking to go to Krishna. We think we have other priorities than becoming Krishna consciousness. We are supposed to chant 16 rounds. And our efforts are not to fulfill that obligation, means we don't have that desire. So we have so many stumbling blocks being realized during chanting. They come out. Why chanting for 2 hours or 16 rounds? Because we'll remain in Krishna consciousness even in that proportion. We are supposed to remain 24 hours, but the Guru is telling you, chant 16 rounds, but don't say can't. So our desires are pulling us back to Guru Krishna. But if we are determined, and control the mind where the desires are sitting. The storehouse of desires is the mind, but Krishna has given us intelligence to filter them out with torchlight of knowledge. That is called knowledge. So we can decide if we want to go back home back to God. It's a rare opportunity. Otherwise, we are all here to fulfill our desires, not Krishna's desires. That will be the only. It's already.
Distinction between Matkatva and Pradhan.
Pradhan is unmanifested. When Krishna glances as Mahavishnu over the Pradhan, then Mahatattva is created.
We have been here, we have been sent here in this material world to rectify,
to rectify
ourselves. But Krishna in 1 second can do that, we rectify immediately without going to the spiritual world. To the material world.
That's a good desire, but does Krishna want you to? Krishna says, no. Many a times the Mayavadis say like that, Krishna, I'm yours, I know it. But you accept me the way I am. Or leave me alone. I know, I'm yours. Then they will claim other way around too. You are mine. Do you think Krishna is going to accept this thing? Krishna is the sum total of all the possessors, because we are part and parcel of him. He is the father. A child cannot say that to his own father that I am your father. So Krishna can do everything that is out of his causeless mercy, but who does get that causeless mercy? One who is totally surrendered. And he will take care of everything. Don't worry. Yoga kshemam vaham miham. Krishna says, esham nityabhi yuktanam yoga. 24 cells, 24 hour cell, with Krishna, then he will take care, otherwise not. So we should not neglect his desire. We can't superimpose our desire over his desire. We do our sadhana, but and then wait for his mercy. Do anything in devotional service, but wait for his mercy. We can't twist his hand. He is independent. Aslishyavama, Father, Tham, Vinastumam. Adarshanama, Tham, Marmaka, Nata, Karodula, Yathatatava, Vidadatumam, Patamat, Pranamatastasaya. This is the unconditional resolution that we have to come to. You are my Pranath. You are Lord and Master. You can do whatever you like. That is the best way. Otherwise, to find out what is Krishna's desire in absence of one spiritual master, we can't speculate. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave, accept whichever condition one is in. But just remain conversant with the purport of the Shrutis. Jnane prayase adapasya jivanti. Jnane prayase udapasya namantate jivanti bhavadiya vata sthane sthita sratigatam tanu vang manobhi ajito jito apyasya. We cannot contemplate to achieve him through jnana, the efforts of the knowledge. Neither we will be able to achieve him with too much worship. Namantaya. And we can't even talked so much about his glorious activities. There will be an end. But always remain conversant with the verdict of the Shastras. Sruti Gatam, Tanu Vang Manobhi, by mind, body and words. Just be remain conversant. So ye prayaso ajito jito api asya trailokyam. By our own efforts we will not be able to do, but if we simply hear it chant, because that is the conclusion of the Shruti, and remain fixed in it, then he is immediately, without any effort, he will be revealed himself. Ye praya so ajita. Otherwise, he is not jita. Ajita means unconquerable. But jito up. He will be conquered. Otherwise, in the three worlds, there is no process other than pure devotion. We have to be in his terms. Try to live a life according to his terms.